Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Neil, thank you very much for that. Now, this week we've been focusing on housing here on Drive Time, and we've been running a series of reports into renting in Ireland and the difficulties people are having with housing around the country. A little earlier, I spoke to the Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien, about the issues that have been raised in those reports. And I began by putting it to the Minister that even though he claimed in the Dáil today to be a government for renters, the evidence from the Drive Time series this week suggests otherwise, not least because demand is so much greater than supply that people simply cannot find anywhere to live.
Yeah, look, it still remains a very difficult market. There's no question whatsoever. But really what's important across all tenures, including rental, is that we increase supply. Thankfully, that is happening. And I think, you know, your listeners will see right across the country in every city, town and village, more properties being built. It still remains difficult for renters. But that's why we have brought forward things like cost rental, estate back affordable rental, where we've thousands of tenancies now approved, long term secure rents, minimum 25% below market. We are still placing, and I listened intently this week to the series of reports, about 160 HAP tenancies each week. It does remain a constrained market. That's why we've tried to ensure that we're increasing that supply, which is badly needed, and also increasing supply around social housing. If you take the HAP piece where people are renting, we've managed to exit about 14,000 households from HAP into permanent social homes. That frees up those houses, and we're able to do that because we're building social homes at a level that we haven't seen for over 50 years. So, like, just today we issued our commencement figures for the month of December, and there were over 3,160 new homes started in December, and that's the highest figure we've ever seen since those records were collected, meaning that this in 2023 over 32,000 new homes were started. So undoubtedly there's progress, there is momentum there. There still remains challenges for people, I am acutely aware of that, but that's why we have to focus on ensuring that supply is there. And in relation to costs for renters too, that's why the renters tax credit has been very important for people, and we increased that in the last budget as well. And that's a renter's tax credit per renter to try to, in real terms, give money back into their pockets to defray the cost. But we've a lot more work to do in that
so
space.
So you covered an awful lot of areas there. I might just start with the one that you finished on, which is cost. And even when people do find somewhere that they might actually get into, in a lot of instances they can't afford it. And we're hearing that's particularly an issue with middle-income people in the city. Public servants simply cannot afford to live here. We heard from Professor Shane Higgins, Master of the National Maternity Hospital, how staff in his hospital are driving from the other side of the country, working 12 hours and then driving home. The National Maternity Hospital is trying to source accommodation, finding it's too expensive. He says some of them are commuting from Spain, and many of them, they're finding out in exit interviews, many of the nurses in particular are leaving because they simply cannot afford to live in Dublin. Now, he's talking about a Dublin allowance, and so are plenty of other people. Is that something that you're considering?
Not considering right now at this stage, to be very honest with you. What we're really focused on is increasing that supply that I've spoken about. I have engaged with a number of the hospitals actually in relation to their staff, and you've many trainee staff coming in and people coming in from abroad to help out with our health services. You know, really what we need to do is to continue to increase that supply. Like the cost rental piece I mentioned didn't exist 20 months ago, and that's where we're actually able to guarantee.
How many cost rentals are there in the country?
Well, we've over 3,000 approved, Sarah. We've about 1,200 tenancies in place, starting from zero. And they're new apartment developments that, mainly apartments, not just apartments, but mainly apartments in our cities where we're focused on. Like, as I speak
so
to you today...
So there's 1,200 cost rentals, which is very welcome, and those people in those tenancies are very lucky. There's over 500,000 people renting in the country.
Oh, no, understood. And, like, this is a new tenure. Bar the 1,200 that are in place, we've another 2,000 or so actually approved, and I'm approving more every week.
Yeah. What we really but that's need to not do, going to solve the problem. You know, the real problem that exists in Dublin where people cannot afford to live.
There is a real problem, and lots of renters out there as well want to be able to buy. What I would say to listeners as well is that the supports that are there through the Help to Buy grant, which is €30,000 of your own tax back, coupled with the First Home Scheme, is around €100,000 of state support there. Mm. And people are availing of that. So middle-income families and individuals, people in €50,000, €60,000, €70,000, who are able to now get four times their salary by way of mortgage, can actually get the state to help of up to the tune of, on average, about €100,000, because the average equity we're giving is around 70,000. And that's zero interest. It's the state actually helping people actually bridge that affordability gap. Now, we've had in that space alone over 7,000 approvals. We've had, you know, 1,500 families
who want to live in Dublin on their salary afford a house of 430,000 euro.
It's the thing is with regard to house prices, and we've seen some levelling off in some areas. Of course, there's still an issue with affordability. No question.
So they can't is the answer, Minister. Well, like we all know that's the answer because they're not doing it. They're living outside of the capital, so they can't afford to buy and they can't afford to rent.
I know people in my own constituency. I live in Dublin. I live in Dublin Fingal. It's where I live is 11, 12 kilometres from the city. There are nurses and guards, there are public sector workers, private sector workers buying new homes across the country. Now, we need more of that, and that's why, like, we had a target in 2023 of 29,000 new homes. We'll exceed that substantially for the second year. Now, we're still playing catch-up because we had a situation that for 10 years in particular, that there was an undersupply of housing, and that's led to an increase in demand.
I understand that, and we don't need to go into that history.
I'm not going into the history, I'm just setting the context, Sarah,
I think we've spoken about housing so much in this country. We understand the context. I want to talk to you about the situation in Donegal, which we also looked at. People having to move out of homes in Donegal because of MICA, obviously. They've nowhere to go. Now, this was flagged with you in 2021. It was estimated that if even 1% of families needed to move out of their homes at any one time because of MICA, that there wouldn't be enough homes in the entire Northwest to accommodate them. That's what was said in 2021. Mm-hmm. Now, what measures did you put in place at that time to prepare for what's happening at the moment?
Well, what we've done substantially, firstly, we have a greatly improved redress scheme there of a grant of up to 420,000, which is way above what it was when I took over. To answer your question directly, I've engaged with Donegal County Council. There have been plans from Donegal as well, looking at modular type homes and what can be brought in. And I've sought submissions from Donegal County Council about how we can increase the stock in that area. Not everyone who's in the scheme will be moving.
When did you do that?
At the same time. Sure, I've met Donegal County Council last year. I engaged with them.
In 2021, when you were told, we knew MICA was a big problem. We knew that in order for people to get MICA fixed, they'd have to move out. And I've given you the statistic there. If 1% of them moved out at any one time, rental property's gone in the whole of the Northwest. Did anyone sit down at that point and say, there's a really serious problem here. We need to put in place emergency stock immediately to cater to this problem.
I think our big focus from 2021, Sarah, if you don't mind me saying, was actually improving the scheme. And we had 2 years, this is important, we had 2 years of very serious engagement with public representatives, with residents as well, to make sure the scheme was fit for purpose. Not everyone, as you know, and you know this, moves out at the same time either. People are seeking...
I'm only talking about 1% though. I'm not saying everyone. I'm saying 1% of them moved out. And you know, the scheme, I understand the importance of getting the scheme right, but you've got Mary Lafferty Fowley in Donegal who spoke to Una. She's defective blocks. She needs to move out to rebuild. That's great. She wants the scheme. She's got the scheme. She's going to move out. She can't find anywhere to go. Yeah. Because generally there's no rental property, but also because her 15-year-old son Declan has specific needs and disability, she can't find anywhere to cater for them. Minister, she's looking at bringing him to a swimming pool to use the facilities there to wash him. That's how desperate she is.
I understand that. What I'm saying to you is this, is our housing agency and our team are on the ground in the Northwest as well to help families. We've increased the expenses that are allowed for people to be able to rent or indeed to look at mobile homes or other things that are needed. It's good the scheme is working. There will be instances like that, which is a very serious one. I would say to families like that to engage directly with Donegal County Council.
What's the good in engaging with the council? The council has no work for them to go.
We also have housing stock in Donegal as well. The local authority has housing stock too. What lots of people, and I've engaged directly with residents, are looking at is temporary accommodation too for them whilst the work is being done. Because fundamentally the goal here is to get their homes fixed and their lives back in order. And we're doing that. And we're thankfully seeing a real substantial increase in the applications to the scheme.
Okay.
The scheme is working a lot better now for people.
It's a big
commitment from government, and rightly so, to step in with a market failure to help families, not just in the Northwest. We're seeing
I understand that's about the scheme. It's about where people go in order to access the scheme
too,
is the problem.
Sarah, I work through the housing agency and with Donegal County Council on a regular basis on issues
HAP, because you mentioned HAP tenancies there a little earlier, and again, problems facing renters on this. Simon Communities of Ireland has published its quarterly report today. They found there wasn't a single property available to rent under the housing assistance payment scheme in 9 out of 16 areas. Clearly, this is a scheme that is not working for the people who need it.
Well, firstly, between HAP, the housing assistance payment, and the rental accommodation scheme, We support about 70,000 households as a state directly with paying most of their rent. So there's many households are supported by it. What we've spoken about already is the strained nature of the private rental market. What we're still seeing, though, and wasn't borne out in the Simon Community Report, because not everything is published through DAFT, we're placing about 160 HAP tenancies every week. We did that in 2023. So new HAP tenancies are being placed. I've changed the rate of HAP, the discretion rate. I've increased that to 35% for new tenancies as well. And yeah, really importantly,
but the report only 3% of housing stock in the country is coming within the HAP levels, even with that discretionary spend.
I'm not so sure about that, Sarah. When we're actually seeing HAP tenancies last year being placed at a rate of 160 per week, like, they're real figures that we have, and I know that because I know the monies that are being paid out. I think really importantly, and it's worth noting.
What are you not sure of? Are you not sure that 3% of housing stock in the country is coming within HAP levels?
No, because it depends. If you look at the Amoroc research that the RTB did, the Residential Tenancies Board, and that says that about 45% of medium-sized landlords use other methods of advertising their property for rent. So it's not just through DAFT and agencies like that. So you're only taking a figure based on one form of advertising. What I'm saying to you, I know last year that we had 160 HAP tenancies on average every single week being placed, which means that those tenancies were placed with the current HAP rates that are there and have increased them further. If I could say one very quick thing in relation to HAP. HAP is a support there that obviously I inherited and support 70,000 families. I want to exit people from HAP into permanent social homes, and I've been able to exit 14,000 households from HAP to permanent social housing provided by local authorities and approved housing bodies because of the increase in housing delivery.
I want to ask you finally then about the situation of housing international protection applicants in Ireland. The government obviously in crisis over this as well. Working hotel being taken over to accommodate them, a non-working hotel being taken over to be a hotel for the community or a community hotel. Is there any policy that you're aware of within government on housing international protection applicants? Like, does the government look at factors like how many migrants have moved into a community in comparison to the overall population, how many school places there are, how many GPs there are, all of those factors. Is there any policy around it?
Yeah, there is, Sarah, and Minister O'Gorman regularly updates Cabinet on that, and we work very closely with him on that. And we've seen a substantial increase in relation to those seeking international protection here. And I think in the main, if you take the last 12 months between Ukraine and between international protection, we've been able to, as a state, with the support of our people, accommodate over 100,000 people.
No, I understand that, but if there's a policy, what is the policy then?
Well, what you've got to do is to look at the long term. Like, migration is here, right the way across the developed world and the European Union. This is the new norm. Like, we people fleeing conflicts right the way across the world. If someone said to you 3 years ago that there would be a war in Ukraine and this state would accommodate, you know, over 80,000 Ukrainians, you know, people would have looked at you like you had two heads. But we've been able to do that, not without its challenges. And I think the people have to be commended are the communities who've welcomed people coming in from abroad. And I have to say, just use the opportunity that, you know, we've seen some awful events. We've seen properties being burnt. We've seen criminal acts of arson. They have to be roundly condemned. And like, government is working with communities, and government will continue to work to improve the situation and to make sure that we accommodate those who need our assistance here, whilst we're increasing our overall housing stock for the residents here in Ireland. And I've had a good opportunity to discuss that with you this afternoon.
All right, Minister Dara O'Brien, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're very welcome, Sarah. Thank you.
And that was Minister for Housing Dara O'Brien speaking to me just a little earlier. You can let us know what you think. 51551.